Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar Evans, and you know, this is always one of those times where I wish I had a studio, because my guest today, our returning guest today, of course, is known as for being the president and attorney of Corey Fettman and Associates. She writes an advice column for the Chicago Tribune, site of Chicago Now. Nationally known, internationally known, the lovely and the beautiful, and now she's even taken on acting, and she's back to talk about it. Of course, I'm talking about the one and the only Corey Fettman. Corey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, LeVar? It's great to be back.
I know. It's good to have you back. A lot's
it's
happened.
Been too long.
I know. Were you mad at me?
No. I love you.
I'm going to save that for audio purposes later.
You're going to replay it over and over again when you're in a bad mood?
I'm going to replay it over and over again. That just put a smile on my face now.
I'll send you a tape. I love you, LeVar.
I'm going to have you, if you went and watched TMZ, they've had people do, like, you know, the phone intros for people. Like this week, they ran into, like, Al Michaels, or like the camera guy had Al Michaels do, like, his intro for his phone. I'm going to have Corey do the intro for my phone. I think that would rock. I would be the most popular kid on my block if I could have that done.
You're already the most popular kid on your block for other reasons. We won't tell anyone, okay? It's our secret.
Who told? But so much has gone on since we last talked, and we'll get to most of those things in a bit. But first, young lady, I want to talk to you about this current project that you're doing. Now, I did not know, you know, I know that you're talented, some people, I guess, are just born with it. And Corey's born with, like, you know, beauty, talent, and now she's taking that on to acting. And now you're appearing in webisodes of a show called, and if you're a fan of, you know, The Sopranos or whatever, I implore you, if you are on the internet, there's no way that you cannot find this show, but it is called The Wise Guys. Tell us a little bit about this, how you got involved with this, and what your role in this is. I'm so excited about this. Tell everybody out there what this is about.
Well, actually, it was my first audition. And if you go on to, it's on bliptv.com. It's also on YouTube. You can access it on your iPhone, your BlackBerry. I mean, there's no way that you can't miss it. And it's D-A, Wise Guys. Basically, it's written by Chicago's own Club FM owner, Sal Amato. And it's a really, really fascinating story. And like you said, if you like The Goodfellas or Sopranos, now who doesn't, right? It's inspired, but it's inspired by events involving the Chicago mob, and it's got all these twists that you have to stay tuned for, which deal with crooked Chicago politicians. Now, you know, we have so many crooked politicians here that the stories are going to keep going and going and going. And then webisodes, I don't know if everybody knows this because I didn't know this, are under 15 minutes. So what happens is you can watch it and then, you know, stay tuned because there's usually a cliffhanger at the end of each episode so that you come back and you want to watch the next one. I'm in webisode 1, which was released, and I'm also going to be in webisode 3, which is coming out in a couple weeks. And it's got Joe Farina, who is Dennis Farina's son. It's got Frankie Hollywood Rodriguez, who's been the most amazing, by the way, acting coach, and he's the director. It's got all these different actors from Chicago, kind of like David Mamet. You know, he comes in and he picks out these actors. Well, they've got Dominic Capone. He's third generation to Alphonse Capone. We've got Anna Doolin, who's an upcoming actress. She's great. She plays my sidekick, Cream. I'm Peaches.
Yeah.
And I'm playing an exotic dancer working for the mob. So think of Bada Bing, and I'm the dominatrix, okay? I'm the dominatrix exotic dancer, not just any exotic dancer.
Now, see, you're so lucky, because if I had a studio, I was going to have you come in today wearing what you wore in episode one of that show. People, if you haven't seen it, and right now I even mentioned that the next episode will be this upcoming Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Part two will be on, but you know, I automatically, and Sal's listening, I automatically say, I think that, you know, your next webisode and you know, inspired feature should just be based on Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, I think you should bring that up to Sal, because he's open to anything. But actually, the webisode three that's coming up is gonna blow away webisode one, and it's got a twist in it, and Gary Ryder, who plays the alderman, is phenomenal actor. He's the one that was in the lap dance scene with us.
Yeah, I know.
The lucky guy, okay, who was sandwiched between my boobs and Anna's boobs. So he's going to be coming back, webisode three, and it's going to be phenomenal. I mean, you're going to love it.
And of course,
and yes, you can ask me about the handcuffs.
I'm gonna ask you that in a second, but I want to know, how does one get the role as being the guy between you and Anna? Because I don't remember going to school and career day and having, you know, somebody come up and say, hey, you want to be the guy sandwiched between the two beautiful women in the movie? I'm begging you, Sal, if you bring Peaches and Cream back, you know, I'm available. I mean, I don't have a lot of acting experience, but I'm just putting it out there. Maybe perhaps a nice role. You know, I don't know how anybody could get a guest starring role like that and luck out. But, yes, I am going to now ask you about that. But, yes, about the
Actually, when you watch Webisode 3, LeVar, you're not going to want to be Gary Ryder. So he had his good webisode. When you watch Webisode 3, you're going to be like, I don't think he's so lucky.
Okay, so I want to be Gary for episode one, but not episode three. We can just make.
And by the way, Sal plays Mickey, the lead role, and he is fantastic.
Yes.
You've seen episode one,
yes,
right?
Yes, and actually, he got a kiss from you, and I just thought that was very sly to write that in. You know, of course, he's a writer, so he's like, oh, you know what? Now, how many takes did he actually have to do to get that down correctly?
You know what? We're quick.
You know what? I don't know if the angle is right. We got to shoot this from a few different angles. I just want to make sure it comes correct. I'll be like Alfred Hitchcock in that.
That's what Frankie's interview about Anna and I was about. He said sometimes he's not even filming. He just pretends like he is.
I know. I mean, it'd be very easy to go and be like, you know what, that kiss that you did right now, it's not convincing enough. Let's do that again. That's where it's a little bit more convincing.
It's a great series, isn't it? I mean, it's fun. Oh. It's a blast. I'm having a great time. But they're
awesome,
really
man.
Talented people. So, yeah, what do you want to know about the handcuffs, babe?
I don't know if I should ask you now on the air or if I should ask you after. I was going to say, did it come from the prop department or did people bring this in? You know I'm leading with this, and I'm going to be...
Well, you know, I did a... You know, if you go on my website, I have an ad campaign, Take Control, Get a Divorce. And on in the ad campaign, it's a double entendre, and I'm, you know, in the ad campaign as the dominatrix. And around my waist are handcuffs. Those are the same handcuffs I brought in to use. Lucky for them, I have my own set of handcuffs for the wise guys.
So that does answer my question.
So yes, those are my own very own set from my billboard campaign.
So do I hear rumors in this other episode there may be like whips or something like that?
There may be a whip that's coming in from my own supply also.
Your first collection.
In Webisode 3, but you have to stay tuned and watch Webisode 3. Remember, I'm a dominatrix exotic dancer. So anything goes.
You know how hard this is right now.
No pun intended, Lamar.
You know how hard this is to keep this interview on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, it's hard, all right. No pun. Go ahead.
Yeah. What are you doing after the show this evening? I will actually say it. All of my years of like doing an interview, and they used to always try. They usually said that I'm like, you know, the person that they could not, you know, get to crack up or like, you know, just lose my place. I actually just lost my place. just thinking about the whole thing, I actually did just lost my place. You actually did just do something there.
Awesome.
So we're gonna end this interview now, and we are actually.
No, we can't. We have too much to talk about.
All right. Next time we're doing this from location.
You're going to want to do it next time, and you're going to want to know about Webisode 3.
I sure am, and now I can't wait to see Webisode 3. And I was like, before that, you know, we're going to see Webisode 2 and then Webisode 3. So I'm putting it out there for Sal right now. Do a Peaches and Cream Webisode show, and I will be glad to come on as the love interest for both that, you know, they're you know, their man meat or whatever, I'll do it for free.
Well, tell people to go on. TV, and it's DAWISE, guys.
And
you can watch all the episodes. Pardon?
And you can catch it at the Wise Guys, thewiseguys.com. They've now got that site. You can go to their Facebook page, look up The Wise Guys, and on Twitter, The Wise Guys. So there's no excuse not to catch this show. It is everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I did not know, I read it, that it was originally, I guess, planned as a cartoon. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read it on a website that it was originally planned as a cartoon. I'm so glad now it was not a cartoon.
Oh, my God, me too. I wouldn't be there. And there's also interviews about the different characters. There's an interview about Peaches and Cream. There's an interview about Mickey's part. There's an interview about how Sal came up with the script. It's really fascinating.
Well, we only cared about the Peaches and Cream part. We care about everything.
Yeah, you know what? TNA sells, okay?
It does, and in this case, yeah. young lady, I don't know, but yeah, it is. I'm not even gonna bring in the Hugh Hefner joke that I was gonna say, so I'm gonna leave that for another day.
Okay.
Speaking of that, we'll get to that if we got enough time, but so much has happened since the last we talked, and normally whenever you're on, I always like to talk about the latest on what's going on out in Hollywood, and a lot of celeb news here over the last few weeks, and I guess we'll get to first the big elephant in the room, I guess, you know, before a few weeks ago, before senators emailing pics and, you know, everything else, there was the Arnold and Maria divorce.
Right.
And I think I was about as shocked as anybody else to originally hear at that time that Arnold wasn't going to pay the spousal support, but then I guess he backtracked due to something that he signed off on, and it he refiled it, I guess, because somebody dropped the ball. How did that happen?
It's Here's the reality of the situation. His lawyers filed a court document. They checked off boxes. It's a mere formality. It really, if it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger's case, okay, and if what wasn't happened, and I'll get to that in a minute, then it would be no big deal, and no one in the press would have pointed out that he doesn't, quote-unquote, want to pay spousal support or doesn't want to pay her attorney's fees. It really doesn't mean that, okay? It's a check off on a box, and his lawyers checked it off because that's what you do when you represent people. It doesn't mean in the end that he's not going to pay support. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want to pay support. It doesn't mean that he's not going to pay her fees. It's merely a formality, and it's the position that you take when you're an attorney. The only reason that it got turned around, okay, is because Maria has Arnold's balls in a vice grip right now, and she's tightening them, okay? She's the one who released the story about that Hausfrau that he was screwing. And by the way, Maria should just get paid for the humiliation alone. Have you seen that Mildred woman? Have you seen her? She looks like my grandmother with a house coat and roll down stockings. Okay, that's what she looks like. So
I saw her. I was like,
Maria Shriver should be paid for humiliation alone, and she's the one who released this story. And where there's smoke, there's fire, which means that there's plenty more women that he was spending money on, and there's plenty more women that he was screwing. So he has no leverage right now. Okay? None. He has no leverage. He has no balls. She can do whatever she wants. Pardon?
Do you think she knew that? But do you think she knew that, though? I mean, let's be honest about this. I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard about Arnold, you know, messing around with some women out in Hollywood. And, you know, is it one of those things where she's probably like, well,
aid.
Yeah.
She came to his aid, and she came to – no, I don't think that she knew. I think she's a very, very religious person. Okay. Should she have seen it? Yes, he's a bodybuilder, and bodybuilders are narcissists. Okay? If you look back, and I'm going to say that because I do bodybuilding and I know people, but he's a narcissist. He didn't go to his own father's funeral because he had a competition. All right? He's a narcissist. Narcissists are insecure. They want all kinds of women around them to tell them how wonderful they are. God only knows why he's screwing some woman with a house coat and roll down stockings, but that's his choice. Okay?
She just looks so sexy and
and he's doing it in their own house, which makes it even worse, and she's dressing up like Maria Shriver. What does that tell you? She's a psycho. She might as well be Glenn Close in that movie. Okay?
Yeah.
And the bunnies is cooking the bunnies cooking in the pot.
I was thinking through the hand of rocks to cradle for some odd reason. But yeah, that's all that and a little bit more in between. Yeah.
Fatal Attraction. That's the movie. Okay. No, I don't think that she wanted to know. I mean, maybe, you know, and anybody else probably would. It's easy for you to say that she knew, but you know what? They were married for a really, really long time. Obviously, she loved him very much. And so, I don't think that I think it was a surprise to her. You don't expect to have a child at the same time and be pregnant at the same time with your Hausfrau keeper, okay?
I know. You know, I was like, even then, you know, in some of the circles, there'll be guys are like, all right, Arnold. But then, even then, that just was foul. I was like, you're looking at it, you're like, wow, really?
And,
same time?
Right.
With her?
And nobody's going to be patting Arnold on the back going, good job, Mildred's hot. Maybe if it was a Playboy bunny, yes, but not her.
Yeah. Like,
attaboy, attaboy, Arnold.
Well, speaking of another Hollywood divorce, Jennifer Lopez and her husband, Mark Anthony, you know, there's so many rumors that are flying back and forth about this one, and there's still stuff that hasn't come out to the light yet. There's rumors that J-Lo cheated. There's rumors that Mark cheated. There's rumors that Mark didn't trust J-Lo for a while, and he knew this, and there's just so much stuff. Where do you see this going?
Well, first of all, no one's filed for divorce, which I find to be very interesting. I mean, they released some press release that they're splitting up, and no one's filed. So there's rumors that she's doing it for some publicity stunt to get more money on The Idol. I don't know if I buy into that. However, here's what I do see in this case, okay? One, I don't think Mark Anthony could cheat, okay? Because take a look at him. He got lucky twice. Okay, J-Lo could, but he couldn't. And I don't know how he gets these hot women. He was married to Padgett.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's beautiful. He must be hung like a horse because there's nothing else that's redeeming about him. But other than that, this is what I see in this case. This may end up to be a forum shopping case. They have houses in New York, Florida, and California. Mark Anthony has $4 million in gambling debts. Okay?
Oh.
So the problem becomes as follows. If you file in California, it's a community property state. All right? Mm-hmm. So that means that all property, no matter what, is going to be split 50-50, which also means that the debts, okay, marital debts are going to be split 50-50, which means that J-Lo would get stuck with half of those gambling debts, which she doesn't want. And that was one of the rumors for the basis for their divorce. However, if she goes and files in New York or Florida, those are equitable distribution states. The judge doesn't have to make her hold her responsible for those debts, and in fact, probably would not. And so, if somebody's going to file, and if she's smart, which I believe she is, and I believe she will have smart lawyers, this is maybe a forum shopping case. That's how Eva Longoria's case was a forum shopping case. She filed in California. He filed down in Texas. So, it's going to come down to that. And by the way, she paid her former – she's been married three times. She paid Chris Judd $14 million. Why doesn't she have a prenuptial agreement?
I know.
Not real smart.
Maybe the next time she'll be and that's because she did not retain you. And this is what we need to do.
Why aren't these celebrities talking to me?
I don't know. And so
I tell it like it is.
She was vulnerable
because she had just got, she just broke up with Ben Affleck. How do you go from Ben Affleck to Mark Anthony? Ooh. Oh, my God.
I don't know. That means I have a shot.
Oh, come on, LeVar. That's nuts. Don't put yourself down now.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be.
I heard she's hot for you. She's supposedly back with P. Diddy, though.
He's madly in love with her.
He never got over her.
Well, they're better off for each other, I guess.
Yes. And he has a lot more money than her.
Yeah. So there you have it. Yeah. But I want to talk to you about another thing that's going on right now, and it's not a divorce case, but it is kind of a bitter family drama that's going on. It's with actress Leighton Meester. And
I find it to be fascinating, by the way. Thank you for bringing it up. Pardon?
Yeah, and she, going back, and I'll tell the story real quick here, but she filed a lawsuit alleging money mishandling and lies on the part of her mother. The mom said they had a verbal agreement for a payday that would, quote, retire mommy dears for life. And I guess she painted, a $7,500 a month allowance so that also her brother, who has, medical conditions, gets expensive care. But according to the suit, mom's been using the money on allegedly Botox and surgery on her face and her stomach and other things as well. And it's just really ugly because there's like lawsuits back and forth against each other here. What's your take on that?
Here's the take. Here's what's fascinating about it. Leighton Meester, is that how you pronounce it? They didn't file just a complaint, just your regular run-of-the-mill complaint. I have the complaint. I actually pulled it off the computer and read it. They filed a complaint for a declaratory judgment. And what that means is what they're seeking to do, which was really smart, is Constance Meester, who is her alleged drug addict mother, that is taking the money and using it for herself, has filed this counter-complaint or stating that she had some type of verbal agreement with her mother to support her mother for the rest of her life at the sum of $10,000 per month. So what Leighton did is, before mom could even file the suit, her attorneys filed what's called a complaint for a declaratory judgment. What that means is, before Constance comes in and even files anything, they're asking that the judge declare that there is no enforceable or binding agreement between Leighton to pay her mother any type of money, that's why I find this so fascinating. Okay, that was the first thing that they did. They didn't file anything else. First of all, I don't think that Constance agreement would hold water anyway, because there's such a thing. It's an oral agreement. It would be void, and it's unenforceable under the statute of frauds. So that's why I find this kind of interesting that they would file this complaint for a declaratory judgment, because I don't think that it would hold water. And Leighton Meester's, her story makes more sense. She has a brother who has some type of brain problems. There's not really mm-hmm. that much information on it. And she was sending yeah. money for her brother. That makes sense, okay? Her mother's story doesn't make any sense. So if anyone's going to lose, her mom is going down the tubes. Plus, her mom is a former felon. She was in jail.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no credibility there. But I do find it fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And if we get more on this, I'd love to have you back on to talk about that. But we've only got about 4 minutes left, and we're not going to run out of time like we did last time.
Yay!
but I'm going to, since we've got about 4 minutes of banter time, as I call it, or actually only 2 minutes of banter time left, I'm going to put out there, and I'm going to say this for all involved, that I've got nothing against the guys. They've got to advertise, the Peter Francis Geraces and the Mike Slocums, but I think that you should have your own advertising on TV. You're a lot, far more easier on the eye than those guys. I would say, by all means, young lady, you should have your own ads on TV.
Are you going to pay for them, LeVar? Are you offering to pay for them?
I'm as heck as going to try, and I'm telling everybody out there now, I think we should start a Facebook page to, do a fundraiser to get Corey a commercial on TV.
Why don't you just get me my own TV show?
Hey, you want to come and do this radio show? You can come and do this. Oh, hey,
I'm talking
you,
TV show,
you,
babe.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, I'll come do your radio show, too.
See, radio shows for people like me. I don't have a face for TV, so you've got the face for TV. So, yeah, we're going to get you the TV show. So,
okay.
But... And I'm telling you, and also I'm only going to do this just in gloating, and I love everybody in the media world, but I give you more time, I think, than everybody else. So you can go back and you can tell, Roe and Roper and all those guys over there. You can tell guys over on 9, and you can tell everybody else, hey, LeVar gives me about a half hour to tell my story. Trust me, if this show was longer, we'd almost go 2 hours for what we're going to talk about. But I know, and between that money that you get from your commercial, some of that has to come back here so I can do the show for a longer period of time.
I have to say this, okay, because Sal's telling me I have to say this. It's dawise.com, all one word, okay?
Yes, dawiseguys.com, yep.
Okay.
And on Facebook.com, look it up too, The Wise Guys, D-A, like The Bears, The Wise Guys. And on Twitter.com.
And I'm CFALawFirm.com. Don't forget about me.
Yep. Oh, I haven't. I got this written down here. CFALawFirm.com, CoreyFetman.com, Twitter.com/CoreyFetman, or ChicagoNow.com/love-lawyer.
And ILCivilUnion.com, my new website.
That too. And with everything that's going on in the world of civil unions, all that you need to know, you can go to Corey's website and find out all that information, too. Time goes too quick when you're here.
I know, when you're having fun.
I'm also jealous, too, because all those guys have pictures with you, and I don't have a picture with you.
Well, we'll take one together, sweetie. I promise.
Okay. We'll take one, and then we'll take one. Don't be going all huffy with me. Well, Jonas, that's all, plus, other guys get a chance to see you with lips and chains and, your everything else, and I'm over here, and, I'm
Aww.
The biggest fan, and I tell you, well, I appreciate you coming back on and getting a chance to talk about this. Everybody, go get a chance to watch Corey on that. Go to her website. Go find her on Facebook and on Twitter. And anything that she is actually doing, go out and definitely support it. I know I do, and I'm her biggest fan. So thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you.
And I love you, too. And hopefully, we'll have you on again here soon.
I can't wait.
As soon as schedule's clear. So with that, the clock on the wall is now telling me it's time to go. Special thanks once again to my guest, Corey Fettman. Definitely go check her out. And until next we meet, this is LeVar. 411 Lounge saying thank you for listening.